Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to better understand racial disparities and congenital heart disease. Dr. John Costello is here to talk about his research in this area. Dr. Costello is a professor of pediatrics and a pediatric cardiologist who specializes in cardiac intensive care at MUSC Sean Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Costello, tell us a bit about congenital heart disease.
Congenital heart disease is actually the most common birth defect. It impacts nearly 1 in 100 live births. And the majority of infants who are afflicted require open heart surgery in the first year of life.
I understand that it's been observed for years that Black and Hispanic infants with this condition had worse outcomes. Tell us about that.
Well, Bobby, as you know, there have been disparate outcomes based on race and ethnicity that have been reported in many areas of healthcare, but specifically for congenital heart disease. Over the last 20 years, a number of outcome researchers have utilized several large different multi-center data sets and have identified disparate outcomes for children with congenital heart disease. And in particular, for Black infants, have a relative mortality rate in the first year of life that is at least 10 to 20% higher when compared to their white counterparts.
And tell us about your research related to these racial disparities.
So one of the things we were interested in was whether or not the health of the mother could affect the ultimate outcome experienced by these infants with congenital heart disease. So we specifically looked at the rates of what we deemed an adverse maternal fetal environment that the infants were exposed to. And this would include maternal conditions such as preeclampsia, eclampsia, gestational hypertension, diabetes, and obesity, among others.
And what have you learned from this particular research related to the racial disparities in congenital heart disease?
We found that compared to white infants with congenital heart disease, those who were Black and Hispanic had a greater exposure to various maternal health conditions. And in turn, we found that differential exposure to those adverse maternal health conditions explained a significant proportion of the disparate outcomes between the Black and Hispanic infants compared to their white counterparts.
Is part of the take-home message then that more focus is needed on prenatal care and managing risk factors during pregnancy to improve outcomes for many infants with congenital heart disease?
Well, Bobby, that's a complex question. The statistical associations we identified don't necessarily prove causality, and there certainly could be other confounding factors that were not included in our study. But that being said, our data certainly do raise the issue as to whether a better general overall focus on the health of women of childbearing age and better prenatal care could help close the gap that exists in these infant outcomes. And we need to learn more about the various factors that contribute to these outcomes, such as socioeconomic factors, environmental exposures, and human biology. Certainly more research is needed, but I feel that our data provide potential targets for that research.
Dr. Costello, thanks for this information about this research related to congenital heart disease.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.